Okay, up to you, Gimel Amud Aleph, the two dots. Rabbi Huda argued in our Mishnah, and he said, besides organizing another Kohen, you also have to organize another wife in case his wife dies, and it's very important for a Kohen to have a wife, Chippah, you know, about Beis as well, Badoi about Beis. So therefore, you have to ensure there's another wife. Now, the Gemara is going to deal with that. Before we get to that, first of all, and the Rabbanon don't agree with him. The Rabbanon said that we're not worried about a wife. Because if you worry about one wife, then why not worry that the second woman you prepare for him as well will die? It'll double safe. So what's the difference? The Gemara wants to know why the Chacham are worried about Tumah, not worried about the wife dying. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Eimer Af Yishlach Chelem Maskin Elai, but Rabbanan Ami HaChayishu L'Shem HaChacham, I'm also worried about maybe he'll become Tumah. So how come they don't agree that maybe his wife will die? Amuch Rabbanan, Tumah Shchicha. Tumah is common. Misa L'Shchicha. We're not worried about things which are uncommon, but Tumah is common. Says the Gemara, Amru Lo said to him, Imkain, if so, the Chacham said, Rabbi Yehuda, if you're worried about one wife, what's the purpose of having a second wife? Maybe she'll also die. Nu says the Gemara, Shapik Amru Rabbi Yehuda, that the Rabban have a valid argument against Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda, Amru, the defense will say, Lemisa the Chod Cheshinen. We are worried that one woman will die. Ab Lemisa the Tarti Lechshinen. Two worries we don't have. We set aside one wife, but we're not worried that both women are going to die. Rabbanan, Iyikal Mechish. Rabban will say, if you already are going to worry about one woman dying, which is so rare, then you might as well worry about two women dying. Ain't love a safe. If you worry about something which is common is one thing, but you're worried about something which is rare. So if you're worried about that, then worry about two. Oh, you're saying it's rare. One woman dying is, all of a sudden is also not very common. Then we should also worry about two. Ask the Gemara a simple question. Rabbanan, namely, Inul Alav Shayu, the Rabbanan say that what becoming Tamei is common, so he set aside another Kohen. So why aren't you worried the other Kohen will become Tamei as well? You're saying things that are rare, you're not worried about. But this is common, becoming Tamei. So why aren't you worried about the second Kohen, the one that you designated that might become Tamei? And Rabbanan, Kohen Gadol Zorisu. When it comes to a Kohen Gadol, he's very careful, he won't become Tamei. He'll do everything in his power not become Tamei. Misa, you have no control over. Tumma, you do. If you tell me the Kohen Gadol is a Zoriz, the Lama Skin of Kohen Achan, then why Bechal have another Kohen set aside? What are you worried about? So the answer, Kivan Davdina Late Zorah. What puts the pressure on the Kohen even more if he knows there's somebody there behind him, breathing right behind his back? Behind that, Kosh Kain, the Mizadis Trey, more careful. Okay. There's no real Rashi. There's only one Rashi. Let's continue Gemara. Says the Gemara, okay, let's focus on Rabbi Yehuda because it's a little bit difficult to understand. Remember, just like a Kohen Gadol needs to have a wife on Yom Kippur, v'chippah ba'adoy v'abesay, nor is he allowed to have two wives because it says ba'ad beisay in singular. So he has to have a wife, but he can't have two. So the obvious question is, and Rabbi Yehuda is saying, get him another wife. Is manashach. If the other wife is going to be married to him, he has two wives. If the other wife is not married to him, so what does it help? The Kohen Gadol's wife died, and you're not get married on Yom Tov or on Yom Kippur or anything else, so what's going to happen? What do you gain? So what's this whole business about setting aside another wife? Well, how does that help us? That's the thing we're going to focus on. And you're going to start having 10 different ways of how to try, the conditions and this, to try to make it that you only have one wife every minute of the day. Okay, Gemara will explain now. Says the Gemara, let's focus on Rabbi Yehuda. Umisagi lebe takanta. What does it help the takan of setting aside a second wife? Bei soi omrachmana. The Tater says you have to have a wife, a hachla basis. Just because you're sitting there and waiting doesn't mean that it's his wife. So how does that help us? Says the Gemara, do mikadosh lo. That he gets her engaged. And therefore, he has a wife, and it's like a wife in waiting. Freddy Gemara, what does that help? The Gemara learns that Beisa is very important to the end of the Gemara. That Beisa is not just a woman, a fiance. Beisa means that this is your wife. So, what does it help? You got her engaged before Yom Kippur, the second woman. So, he answered the Konisla. He married her. So now he's married to the second wife. Freddy Gemara, Nuim Ken Avalish Nebatim. So you married two women. Beside Beisai meaning a wife, also singular, only one wife. Answers the Gemara. The Hodam Megadish Lahu. He divorces the second wife. Who? Yeah, he married her out of Yom Kippur and divorced her out of Yom Kippur. So for anybody, he Megadish Lahu. Now we're going to have a number of answers now that each answer can have a number of questions. But Gemara didn't bother in exhausting all the questions. Just, it's like going back and forth. He was working his way through. If he divorces again, back to our question. He's married to one woman, comes in Kippur and he dies, he has to remarry. This doesn't help you married to her yesterday, you divorced her yesterday. So you have to remarry her, but you can't marry him Kippur. Rashi, four lines at the top. She might die. What, how does it help? Says the Gemara, you know what we're talking about over here? You divorced this woman on the condition. The Amalah, this is, we'll call the first wife Rachel and the second wife Leah. And Rachel is his real wife and Leah is his second wife. So you say to Leah, I'm giving you, you're marrying to me and I'm giving you a get on the condition. Hareze gitach amenas shetumusi. This is your get. If you die on Yom Kippur, then this is your get, which means, from the moment I'm giving you a get for Yom Kippur, that means you're never married to me. If you die on Yom Kippur, you're never married to me, so I was only married to one woman. And if you don't die on Yom Kippur, then you're my wife. And if my other wife dies, I only had one wife.
But is that a valid tonight to make?
Oh, we're going to talk about it in a minute. Says the Gemara.
The trigger factor for the Tanai is that she's bottom, the Torah's getting.
Yeah, okay. Says the Gemara, but so say, Gemara, but Dimula Maisa, father's naked, bottom, what's the help? Okay. You said to her, if you die, then you divorced all along, so therefore I never had you as a wife. But if you didn't die, what happens? You are my wife. No, so you have two women. What does that help? How does that help? Rashi, Amanasha, Tamusi, Beyem, Kibur, Anyam, Kippur, Beim, Mesa, Boy, Beyem. If you die, Anyam, Kippur, Nimtse, Getle, my friend, come out, you were not married to me, Anyam, Kippur, Beim, Kanela, Baisecha, so all I have is one wife. And if you don't die, so you're my wife, and my first wife dies, I only had one wife. Now, you're my wife. Now, in other words, there's three possibilities, or four possibilities. One possibility is that they both live. Another possibility is the first wife dies, Rachel dies. Another possibility is that Leah dies. And the fourth possibility is that both die. But the Rabbanu raised it on the top of the page that we're not choishes two women to die. That's too unusual. So that's not a possibility. So there's only three options. Option number one is that they both live. Option number two is that your first wife lives and the second one dies. And the three is that the first wife dies and the second one lives. So here you're trying to take care of, make sure they only have one wife. And whatever they both live, you have two women. Back to the Rajarashi. The chol sugizoy is ain't tirutzi sheba yechayin lama. Now one answering mother is a good answer. Every answer has many questions. It's something like that. They're teaching us how they're working through in their mind the final answer. If you're going to say this, I can answer this. Interesting. We had this Gemara in a similar as well. But Gemara is thinking out loud, going through every possibility. No, it can be. Now, when you say it can be, it could be there's five reasons why it can be. We're not going to give you all five reasons. We just pounce on one. The Gemara is not giving every single reason why it's not a good answer. One refutation is enough to say, look, this is no good, let's find something else. Until you find the right answer. I'll tell you what. The Amalah, back to the Gemara, second white line, he says to her, "Hareza gita, this is your get. Amenas shaloi tamusi. This is your get. You don't die. If you live through Yom Kippur, then this will be a get. You were never my wife, so my first wife is my wife. And Eloi Misa, and if you don't die, then Migashala. If you don't die, if you live through Yom Kippur, then you're divorced. If you die in Yom Kippur, then that's it, no problem. I don't have a second wife. But if you live through Yom Kippur, then you're not my wife because you divorced before Yom Kippur. All I have is my first wife. And what is what I gain by this? So if she died, that means she was divorced, was my wife. I still have the first wife. So if she lives through Yom Kippur, she'll be divorced. So she doesn't exist. And if she died in Yom Kippur, no problem. I still have my first wife. So this way I tackle the situation. Says the Gemara, I'm not happy. What happens? Okay, she didn't die. If she didn't die, you say she's divorced. And what happens in Maizah Chavata when the first wife dies? Now you have left with nobody. Well, what happens if this woman, the second woman, Leah, lives through Yom Kippur? You're telling me she lives through Yom Kippur, she gets divorced. Okay, she's never your wife. But what happens if Rachel died in the middle of Yom Kippur? Then you have Nishdas and Nishdas. You have no wife. Again, you have no wife. You need Beisa. You need a wife. Rashi, I'm not sure. Tell me, the Eloi, Meisa, she doesn't die. I'm going to have a legit to my friend. Says Gemara Vayter, Elo, you know what? The Amalei, he says to her, Amenas shetomos achas mikem. If one of you die on Yom Kippur, if I say one of you die, then this is a divorce. If this one died, this one's alive. Says the Gemara, this only helps if one of them, say if one of them die, this is a get. But what if nobody dies and you have two women again? Number one. Boy, second of all, you said to her that this should be a get. You said to her that this should be a get only after she dies. If she died, then it's a get. That means that in her lifetime, it can never become a divorce. This condition can never be fulfilled in a lifetime. You say, if you die, then this is a get. If you die. So that means this condition can never, ever happen. She can never have a get in her lifetime. It can only take place after she died. And we know that a condition that can never, ever work out. For example, if you say to a woman, I'm giving you a get in condition that you cannot drink wine for 60 years, even though she's 50 years old, it's still possible one day that she will live divorced because maybe she'll live to 111. So 110, she's divorced. Okay. If she says that this get takes place as soon as I die, it's possible that she'll outlive him. So it's a divorce. But if he says to her, I'm giving you a get on the condition that the rest of your life you can't have wine, then it's not a good divorce because she'll never be untied from him. Her whole lifetime she's tied to him. If he says to her, I'm giving you a get on a condition that doesn't take effect till after you die, the get can never take place while she's alive. It's not a valid get. So what do you tell me? He gets married to the second woman, to Leah, and gives her a get on the condition. If she dies, the get becomes valid. Like that tonight never works. So the mother, oh, okay, I got me, get me, I a get. V'amar avnir rava say, I raise a get, chamanash leitish to yain kai mechai. I'm giving you a get in condition that you never drink wine the rest of your life, v'chayich and my life. Ain't ze krisis, she's never untied from him. But if he says, ko yimechai pleini, all the years of that person's life, I don't want to drink wine, then I raise a krisis, because it's possible she'll outlive that person and it'll be a valid get. So what are you telling me, Maises? Rashi, ki hai gavna, shemet tanai tolu b'chayev, the tanai is tolu in her life, mi have a get, is it a valid get? Ein zek krisus, harikoy mechayek, shudu she's tied to him, anan krisus binu, we need to be untied. Koy mechayek pleni, harei zek krisus, v'tinose la'acha mis pleni, once that guy dies, she's free. V'gam ha'yem hu get, and retrospective today, shim kilkula, ein kan chiev, each of this. If, and nochme, if she was mezana from the moment you gave her the get, if you're mezana, we don't treat her like an HZish. Ain't ela kichshash. There's only kichshash. Shem matish to yayim b'chameish. Look at this. This is a get on the condition you don't drink wine the lifetime of that person. Now, we don't know for sure she'll drink wine or not wine. So if she's mezana right now, maybe it's a good get. Maybe she'll put control herself, won't drink wine. So therefore, it's like a partial get. But the main point of this objection here is that if you make a tanai that this get will take place after you die, since the get can never take place while she's alive, they can never cut their ties, it's not a valid get. So what goes back to the Kohen Gadol? What's going on here? Ella, the Amalei, says to her, Hareza Gitter, the two lines at the bottom of the page. This is your get, al menas, on the condition, Shaloi Thomas Chavatuch. If your friend, in other words, if Rachel, my first wife, remains alive the entire Yom Kippur, then you're divorced. So he's making it totally in another person. And if she lives throughout Yom Kippur, then you're divorced. You weren't my wife. I only had one wife. If she doesn't make it, then you're not divorced, and you'll be my wife.
You're giving Leah a reason to kill Rachel on Yom Kippur.
So hopefully they'll control themselves. Is e lay misa chavata megash? Yeah.
Her friend.
No.
Zora. Zora, they call it.
Yeah.
No. Co-wife is called it Zora.
The chavata, that's right. Eli Misa Chavata. So if your friend, your partner, if Rachel lives through Yom Kippur, then make sure you're divorced. So I only had one wife. And the E Misa, and if my first wife dies, Hakai Maho, I got you. Perfect. Rashi, Shaloi Thomas Chavata, Veloi, Eli Misa Chavata, Havala Gela Frey, then you're getting my Frey, and Kanel Baisechet. Says the Gemara, the deal has my new question. Okay. What happens if Chavata dies, right? So the second wife remains the wife. But the Chavata dies in the middle of Yom Kippur. That means the first half of Yom Kippur, you had two wives. If the Chavata dies, the first wife dies, and you say to the second one, then you're my wife. I have a woman for Yom Kippur. But if my first wife dies at 11 o'clock in the morning, I mean, I did a couple of avodas having two wives, because the second wife will remain my wife, because when she dies at 11 o'clock in the morning, then the second wife is not divorced anymore, because I need a wife from 11 and onwards. So she remains my wife. Meanwhile, till 11, I had two women. I had two wives. Certain avodah, two wives.
Depends on whether he brought his carbon or not yet, because that's the only one that's totally on base.
No, but we're saying that, for me, we learn that all avodahs, not just that thing. The Dilma Maisa Chavda Bepalva Lavoida, or let's say even when Lavoida died in the middle of Lavoida, the Igloy Lemusel Mafreya, and it comes out of the Mafreya retrospectively, the Nasa, that she was married to him, so he had two wives in the morning until 11 o'clock. The Halav Gituhu, no. The Mafreya, since that the first wife died in Million Kippur, that reveals us the Mafreya, the Gituhu, Lav Gituhu, David. To prove that what, that the second wife is not a divorce because she the first wife died. So it comes out in the morning, you had two women. The coin didn't avoid, the part of the avoid, this with two wives. Ella, so the Gemara is exploring all different possibilities. Ella, the Amalei said to her, Hareze Gitter, this is your get. Amenashe Thomas Chavetich. This is your get on the condition that your friend dies. Right? This is your get. If she died, is your get.
If she died.
This is the opposite.
If she dies, you don't want her to have a get. You want to marry her.
Exactly. And this is a problem that everybody asks on this piece of Gemara and then Rebbe Tzorchi. Some people actually took out this line from the Gemara. Because if she dies, then you have nothing. So they don't understand. So actually, a lot of people are mashmit this Gemara from this line for the Gemara. And interesting is Rashi didn't say anything. Maybe she'll die. And you'll also be get. Become the Blabais. What was the Gemara thinking? Ella, the Megadish Lu Tavayu. Oh, new answer now. You divorce both wives. Your original wife, you're divorcing Rachel and you're divorcing Leah. Amalah, this is what you said to them. Hareze gitter to your original wife, you say hareze gitter. This is only a get. Amenash le Thomas Chavetich. This is your get if your friend does not die, if Leah does not die. If Leah does not die, then this is your get. Sorry, the other way around. Sorry, you give the get to the new wife, to Leah, and you say to Leah, this is your get. If my first wife lives, then you're no longer my wife, right? If Rachel stays alive, she's going to be my wife, and after Yom Kippur, I want to live with her. So you're not going to be my wife. But then, what do you go to Rachel? What do you say to Rachel? Well, Hadam Allah, to your wife, you say, Hareze gitach, this you get, Amenash loy techantzi lebeisek nesis. This is you get on the condition that you don't go to shul. In other words, the moment you step into shul on Yom Kippur, you're divorced. So if she needs to get divorced, we'll soon see what happens. If you need to get divorced, then this is your, then if you walk into shul, you're divorced. That's all you have to do. Now, Rashi. You have no choice. If you marry a kohen gadol, you know you're going to go through this. So yes, the new wife, you say to the new wife that you're only married to me if my first wife is no longer my wife. If my first wife stays on, you're not my wife. You divorce retrospectively, right? But to the first wife, you say, but if, let's say, the first wife dies, you have a problem. If the first wife dies, then what was our problem? If the first wife dies at 11 o'clock in the morning, that means the second wife remains your wife. Till 11 o'clock in the morning, you have two wives. Ah, but you gave her a get before you keep it, and if usually you don't die unless you got sick, right? There's no trucks or anything, and no car accidents as you keep it. So you tell the wife, if you feel that you're going to die today, do me a favor, go to shul in the morning. If you go to shul in the morning, then the get they gave you on Yom Kippur was a valid get. That means on Yom Kippur, I only had one wife. So because you have a premonition that you die, I mean, you don't die all of a sudden. Lightning is not going to strike you. So therefore, you feel you're dying, go to shul. And the moment you go to shul, then you get that I gave you out of Yom Kippur is a valid get. So you want my wife in Yom Kippur. So the second wife is not my wife. She has to go toe the line. Rashi, Shlodachansi, Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur. Firstly, you see from here clear, women went to shul. Yeah, the Dilma. Unless she walked into the men's shul, how can you walk into the men's shul? It's a princess.
This woman, she may have married the kohen well before he became kohen gadol.
We're going to learn in Gemara Yivam is a whole interesting thing about a kohen gadol who's already married, because a kohen gadol has to live with a psula. His wife now is a bula.
He married her
when he was allowed to. What happens now? We're going to learn a whole interesting Gemara Yivam about all that kind of stuff.
And the other thing is that for a woman, it's a big deal to be married to a kohen gadol.
She knows that she has. This is the protocol what she has to go through.
But every year it'll have to be someone else.
Every year, yeah.
Be a grusha.
Well, every
maybe.
Every year has to be another woman.
By right. Shady, every year the kohen gadol died. Just about the.
Exactly. The kohen gadol can't do the same word twice. Right. Very good. Even the kohen head, you couldn't do it, yeah. Says the Gemara, I have a problem. What happens? Okay, the second woman doesn't die, right? If she doesn't die, then what happened? The first woman doesn't die. The first woman doesn't die. So the second one. What happened? The second one doesn't die. So the second one remains on, and then the first woman doesn't die either. The first woman is dying. What does she have to do? She has to walk to shul. What happened? Basically, she forgot to go to shul. All the time, when we forgot to shul, we're talking about Yom Kippur, and we have so many people observing and watching and monitoring what's happening. They're going to make sure they're going to schlep her into a shul to make sure the Kohen Gadol is his kapara, the entire Klal Yisrael is telling it. What's the most question? V'dima v'la'ayil beis haknesses. I guess the Shem sort of said, because you know it's Yom Kippur, there's mayhem over there. She might, you know, not go to shul. Anyway, he says the Gemara. Vablagita tavaya gita. So what happens is, let's say she doesn't go to shul. Let's say the first one, nobody dies, right? So the second one's wife kicks in, and the first wife, didn't go to shul. So she dies, but she didn't go to shul. So v'havlagita tavaya gita become lebayis. Now you have nobody. El Chode, oh my Lord, this we do. To one woman, we say, "Harei ze gitte chamanashu loy Thomas chavatoch." To the second wife, we say, "This get is a valid get. If she, my first wife, remains alive, you're no longer my wife." El Chode, oh my Lord, harei ze gitte chamanashu echonis anila basic nesses. In other words, if he sees his wife dying, he'll be told that his wife is dying. He'll walk into shul to trigger her divorce, so that she was divorced from the Erev Yom Kippur and from the last night, and therefore I'm married to the second wife. If she dies, I still have the second wife. The second wife dies, I have the first one. What are you going to say? What are you saying? That maybe he'll die in the middle of the Avoida, comes out, and so the second wife remains a wife, and the first wife with my wife till 11 o'clock. If the Kohen Gadol sees the Kabbayz Lememus, if he sees his wife's about to die, or somebody tells him your wife is dying, he runs into shul. And he'll make sure that his wife's get to the valid get. That's how we do it. So he gives a get to both, and he tells his wife, his first wife, real wife, he says to his wife that if you die, I'm going to walk into, there should be a get. If I go into shul before you die, there should be a valid get. And if he finds out his wife is dying, he'll walk into a shul. No, Kesef Shtar beer. The only thing is that, he married her actually. He had chuppah. There are some Rishonim will hold that if you have a chuppah without roll of but a chuppah roll of is very much telling you married. Whatever you had no bila, some Rishonim will hold that if you didn't have bia, then it's not married matayim. But we need bias. It must be that they married matayim. So did they have bia? But Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be married on your kippur. Maybe he had bia. You're not on your kippur. Only on the day of your kippur. The rest of the year he can. So the chibah of Adar based on your kippur. So he was married to her yesterday, but he might be divorced her. But if he's divorced her, yeah, and he's married to her yesterday till 11 o'clock, at Yom Kippur in the afternoon, gave her a gift at 11 o'clock in the morning, and said, look, if you know whatever this get takes place at 11. He had to be with her the night before. That's how you do it. So you have to be according to those Rishonim. So this is the procedure that he goes through. And it must be there was a shul inside the Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't walk out of the Beis HaMikdash. Where are you going to find a shul?
The Kohen Gadol was not a young man.
Not only that, he's not allowed to walk out of the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur.
So, until late afternoon.
Yeah, so where does he go to shul? He has to do it before she dies. So there must be there was a shul somewhere on the premises. So we know, from this Gemara we learn out there was a shul in the base of Mikdash somewhere, and women went to shul. There was a vibe section in the shul. It has to be. Because if you just walk into a room, it's not a basic Knesset. It has to be a basic Knesset. It has a dinner of a basic Knesset. Interesting. Okay, Vayti Gemara, Maskel Rav Ami Asi, let's forget all that we finished. Now, Gemara, Vitemar Rav Avi Al Ma'at, according to what you're saying right now. You're saying that Beisei means that has to be only a single person. Let me ask a question. Shtei Yevamas, if Reuven was married to two women and he died, both of these women are Mechayev to Shimon, or at least he can marry one of them. But Lechayda, since it says in the Pasuk Beisei regarding Yevamah, it says in the Pasuk, what is it? What is it in Pasuk? We say what base there. We say base. Rashi. Stay Yivam the Bayim Adam Echad. Shaila. Stay Noshim. Loi Tisiyam Vila Achman. Do Ha Bayis Echad. Where does it say Bayis? Where does the pasuk say bayis? Where does the pasuk say bayis by Yivama? Where does it say bayis by Yivama? It must say somewhere in the pasuk there bayis. It's the worm. I don't know. Where does it say bayis? Don't know. It says twice Yevemta in the Pasuk, Riba HaKosev. It says if a person doesn't want to take his Yevemta, he doesn't take his Yevama. Where does it say Shtei Yevama? Where does it say? Anybody knows where it says? Base chalus now, is that the word? Base chalus now?
No.
Would it say basic? Would it say is it base chalus now, maybe? Later on, where it says she doesn't want to take it.
So that poster could bring, but it doesn't say basic.
No, it doesn't say basic.
No, I'm looking at where it says twice Yevama.
Oh, that's it, yeah, but where's the basic? Maybe because it's base, as base, Ashallah Yivna is base achiv. By Chalitza it says, Vamra Koch Yasulish Ashalayivna as base acher, to build the base of his house. Base. So maybe we're dashing the base is singular. How would you say Lasharam? There it says base soy, his house. So would, maybe that's what base acher, the base. Maybe that's what it is, from the Chalitza part. Okay, says Gemara, says twice Yevemta in the pasuk here tell you that what mar but even two wives. So Gemara, maskal elavina v'tevadav shiravi elamiat. According to this, arutsa leitis yabim. You're tied before that basin means the kohen god can't just be engaged, has to be married. So a woman who's engaged to, let's say, Reuven, and Reuven dies, he shouldn't have to marry Shimon. We know that does leitis yabim. So we answer ha chutza. It says in the pasuk that this woman should not go out a chutza leitia h is a maze ha chutza. So hachutza comes in marbes arusa. Even a woman is engaged. Let's look at Rashi. Arusa like this yavim the base ksiv. It says base later on. Base by chalutza. But Amr Li said before. Kol kama de leikonis like what called my not married la basi. So the answer is talking about what do you call it? That the word hachutza teaches you even engaged. Says Moravait. Taught him what we learned. Koyin godl makriv einin, a koyin godl, even though he's an einin for his parents or for his shiva, kraivim can continue to be makriv. Ve'einu oichel, but he cannot eat. Rashi makriv oin achmana shari, the Torah is permitted. The Chesiva says, la'oviv li malay tamo, min amid, la yeitze, v'la yechal, v'da shino, v'dashik, v'zkotchim, v'meis oviv, v'may vein, and so lots of it is also klav. What do you mean? From his kedusha, it doesn't go out. What do you mean? Li yeis oimed o makriv, he continues being makriv, ki la chilil, he's avadasa, he doesn't get stopped, but kachu mino, v'nifu, from here, ha'koin hedyet, shalai yatsa chilil, but an ordinary koin is chilil. Ve'einu oichel, but he cannot eat, lahutu kan, ela avoida. The kachim asun lo einin. How do you know that an einin allowed to eat kachim? A kavuchemer from ma'isa sheni, and ma'isa hakalsh. Oh, Matir says lechalti menem boini. I didn't eat when I was an einin. So surely my kachim allowed when you're an einin. Says the Gemara Vayte. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says kol hayem all day long. What do you mean all day long? My kol hayem. What did Rabbi Yehuda mean when he says all day long? The kohen gadol can do his work. What do you mean? Amar Rava leinitzach lahaviyai mitayir beisai. Not only if he's already beis hamikdash and he became an einin, continue, but even if he went home and he's an einin, we'll schlep him to the beis hamikdash and say start doing your avoda, even to bring him to the house. Rashi lahaviyai mitayir beisai mitzvah hushi of the ul hamikdash is a mitzvah to bring the beis hamikdash lava kol hayem to serve kedei lefachetzarei fachetzarei. In fact, it's a mitzvah to go and bring him so that he should calm him down. Fachim means to reduce, to remove his fear. We have it a lot of times. Let him forget. Keep him busy. Keep his mind off. So it's a mitzvah to bring him. Not only he's allowed to. It's a mitzvah to bring him. We want the Kohen Gadol to be calm. So the Gemara, I don't understand. Hash to Rabbi Yehuda. Mother Rabbi Yehuda holds a koy in a hedget. Afukim afkinen. A koy in a hedget in the middle of Avodah finds out that a close relative of his father and mother passed away. He's an oin and he has to stop what he's doing and he has to leave. The Tanya, how you aim the market, Gamas Bear, Koyim was standing, an ordinary Koyim had it. Was market as Bear, Vishama, Shemesle, Mess, and he heard somebody passed away. Menia, Chava, Dosa, Vyaitia, Vyaitia, stops. Rabbi Yaisi, Yema, Yigma, Rabbi Yaisi says, he should continue. Rabbi Yudas, so Machmanis by Koyim, and he says, look, Arakim, Lovay, the stop. So Koyim Godel, he says, he's not, even though he's not in the base of Midrash, you bring him over. So Makel. But I'm in my sin, I'm in the base, you bring him from his house, Rashi. Hash Rabbi Yehuda fukim afkin leido head yet oyin and afilu his chavis tarav oyda alma Rabbi Yehuda behekrova backrovas and ines lechum lish machir rabon lekul the bekoin god lechlifish he doesn't put forget. Hoya aim the machir bekoin head yekoi el alma ravros I tell what I mean kol yom. You know my kol yom. You know kol yom means loyim to say she einuk oivid kol yom. It means that he should not kol yom means by day but not at night. In other words, there are other avodah at night, for example, roasting the fats and all that thing. We don't want the kohen god to do that. She'enu oivid kol hayom. We don't want him. Gzeila shem meyechel. If he hangs around too long, he might start eating kachim, and he's not allowed to eat kachim. You say our kohen god was makriv. You cannot eat. Yeah, just like Ma'aseh Sheni. Rashi. Loim she'enu oivid kol hayom at the light of night. Avo b'layli in bolahakter chalav emorin yakter. Oh, sorry, just opposite. He doesn't work all day long. But at night he can do the aktarah because nobody eats at night. But during the day we don't want him to. We don't want him to work all day. We don't want him to work all day because he might forget himself. What about at night till the day they bury him? At night he's not anoyin in mahatayda. It's only midrabanan. That's Rashi holds. Mishenikvur hamez b'yayim buried ainim midrabanan yosefin on a night. V'orchishamin Rabbi Yehuda mesetes v'orchim. V'orchikam Rabbi Yehuda kol ayayim hu banin layakis. All day long is anoyin and don't be makriv. So kol ayayim is not referring to the avoid of the coin. Kol ayayim is referring to the aninus, the state of aninus. All days anoyin. At night he's not anoyin anymore. Mahatayda, he can do whatever he wants. But in days anoyin, I don't want him to do work. Forget. Maduch Rabbi Yehuda's machav a kohen hedyet if his middle stop. A kohen god says, I don't want you to start doing work for him. Forget. Not that he. Okay, we'll stop here. See you tomorrow.